Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know I'm late, but, you know, it's a cute piece of music. All right. Everybody! Well, good morning. I've had a shower and everything. I've suddenly realised that really the sole purpose of this podcast and streaming it live on YouTube is to make sure I shower at least every 2 days. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my brownies. Good morning to you. How are you? Welcome along to the podcast. There's some stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Tory eco policies in due course. We're going to have an email from Hedy, and that's always a wild ride. And I've got a very nice little sketch built by Pat, who did not make it to Yap Fest for reasons. And he was much missed. Pat is our duty listener up in Glasgow, I think, and he's great. He does lots of really good things. And Pat, I might need your help. I'm working on a thing with John Holmes. I haven't signed an NDA. I don't know if I should say what it is. Anyway, it's a sort of rock and roll stories thing, and I've got to do some music for it. And it's all guitar based, and it's a nightmare. I had a go at doing. I've been doing like I had to do a Status Quo sound alike. Which kind of sounds a bit like this. I mean, that's roughly it. And then I had to go at a sort of Rolling Stones one, but it was late and I did it too low tempo. Not bad harmonica though. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know, that's good harmonica. Neighbours must have loved it. And then I had to do Ozzy Osbourne, and that's just such a hot mess. So I just did like a hot mess of just... I'm going to say that's fine. Anyway, Yapfest, not to sort of labour over it too much, you know, we should move on. There is audio from Yapfest, and Pat, I think, said, when do we get to hear that audio? I'm going to say not yet. I might hold it off for, frankly, a time when I kind of need something in the bank to pull out. So I might make you wait a little bit longer for that. But Martin at _smartuk on Twitter, he said, "Hey, has Yapfest changed the way you think about the podcast now that you've met in person some of the core of the audience?" I mean, I met practically all of the audience. I mean, it was 12 people, Martin. That's a substantial proportion of the audience. That's a really good question, and I wanted to answer it now. I haven't really thought my answer through properly, but yes, in a way, yes, I would say. Kind of related to that, I responded to that guy. I don't know if you heard it yet, but the guy who emailed me simply to tell me that I sounded really smug on Radio 4 Extra. And there's a kind of thing. It harks back a long way to a kind of... I feel very often that when I go out on stage and I perform, you know, my mouth is saying, "Hey, everybody, it's going to be a great show." And my eyes are saying, "No, it's not. No, no, no. There's nothing to see here." And so in a way, I'm sort of pleased that I can make the con on 4 Extra that I sound totally at ease and having a lovely time. I do realize now, I've spent most of my life kind of going, "Well, just man up. It's just, you know, it's just nerves. Everybody gets nerves and stuff." And I do realize, I think now, having friends who do stand up and the way they kind of need to do it, like they need to perform live, it's oxygen to them. I saw Joe Lycett, he posted something saying, you know, "God, I've missed this. I've needed to do this." And I definitely don't feel that with stand up. I find it very frightening to do. I was always interested in making audio, really, because I was raised on The Goons and Round the Horn and stuff like that. And then Victor Lewis Smith, who I ended up working for. And this is what I always wanted to do, was to make audio. And I think I like to think it's what I'm good at. But there's also just the relief of the fact that most of the time I just sit here in this room. There's a lock on the door. Not of this room. That would be really weird. I mean, on the front of the house. And, you know, I feel relatively secure here. And if I do something and it misses the mark, it's kind of okay. And so something like Yapfest, I did have sort of anxious dreams most of last week in the run-up to it. I was very nervous about it. I mean, it was fun because everybody went through the same arc, I think, at Yapfest. You could see on their faces, they'd arrive and go, "Oh, this is weird." And then they go, "Okay, this is okay." And then they were like, "No, this is actually fun." And every single person I think involved had that, including me. And it was genuinely lovely to meet the people there. Some extremely lovely, gentle, benign people. Some very funny people. And Neil Green lifted me up and sort of let my legs dangle freely. And I felt like a young boy again. And that was thrilling. You know, so, and we recorded a podcast in front of everybody, and, you know, it was good, but there's always this persistent sense of unease of, are people bored? Do they hate this? Are they just wishing I'd shut up? And I don't know if everybody feels that. So it has changed it in as much as, you know, you are lovely. You are lovely persons. Thank you, please, and having. But I do... Yeah, and what I don't want you to think is I didn't enjoy it. I really enjoyed Yapfest. It was great. And I would definitely do it again. But I do feel the fear and do it anyway. And I am not putting myself on a par, but I'm saying there is a slight... parallel, you know, with Simone Biles, who just pulled out of the Olympics for her mental health, and Naomi Osaka, who pulled out of Wimbledon. And I think it's great that people are increasingly cutting people slack for for them being able to say, I can't handle that level of scrutiny. I just can't do it. It's a difficult thing. You know, if the thing you're good at happens to be a thing that millions of people want to watch, that is tricky, because that's not intrinsically, you know, being a good gymnast is not about pleasing millions of people. It's about doing a thing with your body really well. There's some kind of analogy there. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it's something to work on. But it's also kind of nice to just come to terms with myself and kind of go, okay, well, you know, I don't have to be a stand-up comedian. I'm not. It was never anything. I don't think I was ever particularly good at it. Actually, it's okay to say it doesn't actually bring me happiness. When it's good, it's brilliant. I mean, it's really exhilarating and fun. It's a fairly wretched existence. The dread of it is something. That said, I'm hopefully going to be doing a live event at some point in October, promoting a meat alternative, which I am looking forward to, because, you know, it's vegans, they're puny. I could take them on. Anyway, we've got some audio from Pat coming up, but I really like this. And thanks to Pablo for putting this up on Twitter. He said, sorry, just to clarify, the government-appointed spokeswoman for the United Nations Climate Change Conference has written to a paper about how we, the plebs, can save the planet rather than the government taking action, and that advice is behind a paywall. Are they actively taking the rise? This was a letter written to the Telegraph saying, hey, maybe don't rinse your plates before you put them in the dishwasher, guys. Top tip. Wow, thanks very much for that. That'll save the planet. Pablo says, I'm assuming some of the other tips are not allowing the butler to bathe on site and not using sparkling water to fill your swimming pool. This isn't just showing how out of touch with the common person they are, it's showing that they couldn't care less. Jem stepped in with hashtag Tory government eco tips, which then got contracted to Tory eco tips. And these are great. I should put a bed under this. That's what I should do. There we go. Jem says, when selecting an au pair, try to ensure they come from one of the closer Eastern European countries to cut down on air miles, should your husband wish to visit his inevitable new baby. Pablo finds another one, of course, rooted in fact. Only use the helicopter for short flights when promoting ecological policies. So that story in The Guardian, Boris Johnson took a, quote, unnecessary, unquote, helicopter trip to promote a bicycle scheme. Brilliant. Gem. To save on paper trails, try to reuse documentation when agreeing donations for government contracts. Pablo says, well, simply say they were emergency talks or were impromptu talks with foreign government representatives whilst you're on holiday. That way, no documentation needs to exist at all. Saves on paper and any future liability or accountability. These are brilliant. If you've got any more hashtag Tory eco tips, I will welcome them along. Pablo had a nice one. Tackle overpopulation by introducing a one-child policy in the UK. Note, Bojo might not be the person to front this campaign up. Jem, try to recycle policy ideas wherever possible. For example, why not turn the suggestion of a royal yacht into a trade boat? It is literally a gravy boat, isn't it? Don't forget to keep the brown-nosing royalist element, though. Don't want to alienate your core support. While burning cash in front of homeless people, try to use £50 notes to maximise the torment value while minimising paper waste. And then Darren jumped in. Save on travelling for personal relationships by employing your bit on the side as your advisor. Yes! Who needs to clean a hotel room when you have your office? Well done. Those are really great. If you've got any more hashtag Tory eco tips, it's at NotTodayPod on the Twitters there. And I'll try and check Facebook as well. Okay, Neil? Okay. On to an email from Hedy. Hedy says, and it's always a wild ride with Hedy. He's got a couple here, actually. Dear Jape, I think they should make robots that you can smash with baseball bats, but the robots look like people you hate. That would make things better. You okay, Hedy? You in an okay place there? P.S. I asked William Shatner on a video chat what it was like to feel Canadian, and his answer was not satisfactory. There isn't a way to complain. Okay, Hedy. It is always really fun. Dear Jape, another one from Hedy. What do you know? I just missed my call back from HSBC. God, that's annoying. I would like to draw your attention to these two pictures taken of Roger McGough. Have you noticed the one on the right, where he expresses a small degree of bonhomie and good humour, yet the other picture reveals his disfavour towards humanity's existence? I have. P.S. Ladies with badges. I give a big thumbs up there. Best regards, Hedy. Thank you. Thank you, Hedy. It's always thrilling to hear from you. If you enjoy that sort of thing, you might really, really like on clickhole.com. I am late to this party. Let me just check. It is clickhole.com. Yes. You want to read Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's blog on that. It's fantastically good. It's sort of hand-typed by the Queen. The headline of the latest one, which I do like, is, "In 1950 we had Gornilla, who live in Palness. I wonder where he goed, poor bubbly dead, I suppose." By Queen Elizabeth II. Well worth a read. It's highly entertaining. I've been through a few of those. There's a nice story about the animal Clums and their life that you might get a kick out of. I hope you do. Let me know if you do. It's always nice to know. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. Pat's emailed. He says, "Hey up, Jake. I made this daft thing last year. I forgot to send it before. So here is my micro drama, Crime Don't Pay." Enjoy it. It's just a nice piece of audio. Here we are.
Right, all clear. Hit it. My God, he's got a Bee Gees alarm. Leg it.
Good, isn't it? Well done. Thank you, Pat. I love these things. Thanks very much. Not today. It's swanburst.com if you'd like to get in touch. I'm going to try and get it together. I want to try and get John Holmes back on the show. I was recording a thing with him yesterday, which was a lot of fun. We'll see if we can do some more Britain Awake at some point. Well, listen. Listen. I sound like David now. Let me use the imperative on you. Listen. Actually, you can stop listening. I've finished the podcast. I'll be back on Friday with Davey. We've got lots of stuff to get through. Thanks for being here. It means the world. And yeah, I'll try and get it all together a little bit more for next week. Bit out of it this week. See you, though. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.